Daf Chavav Amid Beis. We have a suffix about Tila Debei Knishta. Ravina Havile Hahu Tila Debei Knishta Salakami de Rav Ashi Amale Maul Mizrei. And the Ramban is Chidushim asks the following question: what was the suffix of Ravina Mimanafshach? If he'll buy the Beit Knesset from the Anshei Ha'ir, then certainly it could be Zorea. And if he doesn't buy it, certainly it should be also to be Zorea. And the Ramban explains that the suffix of Ravina was how to define the din of Mechira. The Shita of Rabbi Meir, later on, Adav Chav Zayin Amid Beis in the Mishnah, is that you can't be Mafkia Kedushas Beis HaKnesses completely through Mechira for all Tzarchei Achol. And therefore, Ravina had a suffix, would it be mutter for him to be Zorea? And Rav Ashi paskin for him, like Rabbanon, against Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah, and they were matir all Tashmishei Chol. And the Mechira is valid to be Mafkia, the Kedusha, as far as Tashmishei Chol are concerned. The Ritva writes that Ravina thought that since they have a Beis Knesset, another Beis Knesset to daven in, they'll never come back to rebuild and renovate this Beis Knesset on the tail. And therefore it becomes like Tashmishei Mitzvah Shenizrokim Liachir Gemar Mitzvah, which is the sugya we're going to learn today, Mirz Hashem, and Poka HaKedusha B'li Mechir. They don't need Mechir to be Mafkir the Kedusha. It was designated for tefillah. Now there's another place to daven. No intention to come back and refurbish this Beis Knesset. And therefore it's Tashmishei Mitzvah Nizrokim Liachir Gemar Mitzvah. And since the synagogue was located in his field, he thought that Mistama, once they were Messiahish and they no longer, the people of the city had no longer had any intention of coming back to this tale, they were mocking to him, or they were mafkir, and he was Zochim and a Hefker. So Rav Ashi says, no, he has to buy it from them in order to be Zorea. That was the Chiddush of Rav Ashi. Now, do we require Shiva Tuvair B'mamet Ansha'ir, in this case of Ravina? So the Gemara says, Omer Le Zil Zavne, when Rav Ashi tells Ravina to buy the Beis HaKnesses, he stipulates, Mishiva Tuvair B'mamet Ansha'ir Uzra'a. So the Ritva is bothered by this. Why do we need Maimud Anshei Ha'ir? The only reason we require Maimed Anshei Ha'ir is in order to be Matir the Domim. In other words, when the buyer receives the Beis Knesses, that for sure is Matir Zriya. Even in the absence of Maimed Anshei Ha'ir, we need the Maimed Anshei Ha'ir for the seller, that the seller should be able to use the domim, and he doesn't have to be malo b'kedushasan. But the mecher itself is valid, even if it wasn't sold b'maimad anshei ha'ir, and therefore the Beis Knesset itself is yotzo l'chulin, and shiva tuvei ha'ir is enough. That's the Ritva's kasha. So before we see the Ritva's teretz, let's just think about the premise of the Ritva, that Shiva Tuvair should be sufficient even in the absence of Anshei Ha'ir. And perhaps what he means the following, that the dimension of the Beis Knesses, which we call Hegdesh, or if you remember yesterday, Rav Salvechik called it Mamon Shaltstaka, that dimension could be removed by Shiva Tuvair Ha'ir, because they represent Beis Din and Lev Beis Din Masna, and certainly Beis Din would agree that if this Beis Knesset is no longer in use and there's no intention to refurbish it and use it in the future, therefore the Kedusha is gone. So why then is there a need for Anshei Ha'ir? And the Ritva answers, and I think we mentioned this in passing yesterday, that if it was shalom, if the sale would take place shalom b'mayim and anshei ha'ir, then when the members of the city receive payment for the Beis HaKnesses, meaning when Ravina, as the lokeach, would pay the anshei ir who are the mocher, they would have to take the damim and be mala kedusha yisera. And if that be the case, it could be that the city, the members of the city, would not even agree to this mechira. They had no need to buy a teva or mitpachas or anything of that sort, which is an ili damim. So therefore, the Ritva says that Ravashi gave Ravina an Eitzah, and he recommended that he should sell the city b'mayim and anshei ha'ir, and then the Damim will be mutarim l'chol davar, which means that the presence of the anshei ha'ir removes the ownership of the anshei ha'ir from the Beis Knesses, and you have now a double pigeon, so to speak. There's a hafkas kedusha by virtue of the shiva tuvei ha'ir, and as far as the total sale is concerned, making it into a sale of a dvar shel chulin, such as the damim now, which accrued to the mocher, do not need aliyas damim. That's achieved by maimed anshei ha'ir. Now the Ritva offers a little bit more of an explanation. He says that Ravina thought that he doesn't need to make a kinyan at all. And Ravashi said to him, no, that you have to make a kinyan. You have to purchase the Beis HaKnesses. Yelech v'yikna osa. And once you need a purchase, then the partners and the ownership, they have the rights to either sell or refuse to sell, and therefore you need the Maimed Anshei Ha'ir. The Rosh claims, and this is a curveball in the whole sugya, that Zriya itself is a Tashmish Bozu. It fits into the category in the Mishnah Chav Zayinim and Beis of the Arba Dvarim of Tashmishei Bizui. And therefore the purchaser, in this case Ravina, who's buying the Beis HaKnesses, he would have no heter zriya. But in order to remove the complete kedusha and make it a hafkah gemura, such as there's not even an isur tashmish bazui, for that you need a mechira b'shiva anshe b'shiva tuvei ha'ir b'mayim et anshe ha'ir. As we discussed at great length, that makes it a complete pidyon hafkah gemura, and therefore even tashmish bazui is mut. The Ravina is of the opinion that Tashmish Bozui is also even in a case where you sell a Beis Knesses with Zayin Tuvei Ha'ir B'mayim Anshei Ha'ir. Here, Ravashi allowed Ravina to do the Zriya because it was already a tell and it was a Churban, and therefore there's no Yisur Tashmish Bozui. Now, in the question of the Gemara later that we did yesterday about whether or not you can take apart a Beis Knesses, use its bricks, etc., for another Beis Knesses, and the Gemara invokes the Shita of Rav Chisda, so the Gemara thinks that in this case maybe Rav Chisda would not apply. And why is that? Hasa mishum pshi usa. But ki haigav namai, osa l'kami derav popa v'osar le. So let's think why there would be an Easter here if there's no chashash of pshir. That the process of building a Beis Knesses, they need these bricks and other materials. Why do we think they're not going to build a Beis Knesses? So here we have a chiddush of the Orz Ruah. The Gemara Baba Basra on Daf Gimel and Beis offers two explanations for the Isur of Stiras Beis HaKnesses. Why is it that you cannot break down a Beis HaKnesses before you already have completed the building of another Beis HaKnesses? Is it because Pshiusa, or is it because of chisar makom lispal. In other words, that there's no place to daven. So Rav Papa accepted the second reason, and therefore he asked it because they hadn't yet built the second Beis HaKnesses, and now in the meantime, in the interim, they would have no place to daven. So even though, despite that, there's no chashash pshia because they're in the process of building a Beis HaKnesses, but nevertheless, we don't break down a Beis HaKnesses before we have another place to daven. The Ritva, on the other hand, seems to indicate that the reason why Rav Papa asked it is because he held that even in this case, there's a chashash of pshia. Because you never know for sure if they'll complete the Beis HaKnesses. Now again, if they had another Beis HaKnesses that was already fit for davening, then according to the Arzurua, it would have been mutter. According to the Ritva, it would be awesome because we still have chashash pshia. You might not use these levanim in the new Beis HaKnesses. The Sfasemis writes that from the fact that the Gemara brings this din here, even though the entire sugya that we've been learning is dealing with Milan B'Kodesh and not with Stiras Beis HaKnesses, it would seem that the reason why Rav Papa asked it was because he held that Tzarech La'alos Domim, and Rabbi Bar Chama wanted to take this Levanim and use it for Beis HaKnesses. And he held that that's not a problem of a marina b'kedusha because the kedusha shava, Rav Papa holds that you need milin b'domim. You need milin b'kodesh. It's not enough that it's shava b'shava. And we mentioned earlier that there's dikum sosrim on this issue. Now, as far as mashkon and mechir is concerned, aguro mashkuna osur, the Tosus raises the problem in question. Even according to Rav Meir, who's machmir in the Mishnah on Chav Zayinam Beis, Limkar Mecher Olam, nevertheless, he would also agree that there's a heter to be Mocher Alatnai. So if that be the case, why is Mashkon Osur? Why couldn't it be classified as a Mechir Alatnai? And Tosus says that there the case was that it was a Beis Knesset Shel Rabim L'Tzorch HaRabim, and therefore Rabbi Meir was Mater Alatnai. But here, in the case of Mashkon, we're talking about a case where Rabin Mimashkinin Litzorich Yochid, that the Mashkon here, that the Rabin gave, was for the benefit of one individual. And that's called a Zilzul. The Ritva makes a distinction between Mochar Al Tnai, Mechira Gemura, in other words, you can have a Mechira Al-Tanai, and then you can have a Mechira Gemura, but it's only L'Shaita. So when do we accept a Tanai? That's only in the case of Mechira Gemura. But if it's only Mechira for a limited amount of time, that's not a complete Mechira, and therefore it's Osur. Now he writes, Hare Nistalku B'nei Ha'ir, V'ein Daitam Bo Li'oso Zman. And then he goes back to his discussion about Tashmishei Mitzvah. Hareza kishofalu l'v'yachar zmanam shemuto l'zorkam. So in the case where there was a Mechira, then the Tanai is going to indicate when, at what point in time, they will cease, they will terminate their use and designation of the Beis HaKnesses. It becomes like Tashmishei Mitzvah l'yachar zmanam. But in the case of Mashkon, then the Chosim of the Bailam Rishonim, this is owned by the Bailam Rishonim, and they have Das on it, and therefore it has Kedusha, which is not Yotzei, even L'Shaita. Now, as far as Hazmona Mils is concerned, the Gemara says, Al Bechadato Leslan Ba. In other words, if he designates the materials and he hasn't yet built this Beis HaKnesses, is even according to Abaye, who holds a Mesechta Sanhedrin Mem Zayin that Hazmona Milsa, he would agree here that Hazmona Lav Milsa. Now we mentioned yesterday that Abaye derives Hazmona Milsa from Egla Rufa. which is Asura Ba'azmanin before the Arifas Ha'egla. Rava says, Hazmana Lav Milsa. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin explains that Rava does not derive Hazmana from Egla Rufa, because Egla Rufa is a very unique case. It's called Gufa Kiddusha. And we can't derive from Gufa Kiddusha to Mishamshim, because Mishamshim is not called Gufa Kiddusha. So the Turiyavin asks, it would seem that in the case of Gufa Kedusha, Huatzmo Kedusha, Rava would be Mode, that we derive from Egla Rufa, that has Mona Milsa. Now, in the case of a Beis Knesses, where he's going to use the Levenim for the Beis Knesses itself, that's called Gufa de Kedusha. That's Kedusha Atzma. And therefore, even Rava should agree that has Mona Milsa. Why did the Gemara say that Afilu by the Omer has Mona Milsa, implying that there's a Machlokas? So on this Kashya of Turiyavin, we have an answer to the Sfas Emes, that since we're dealing with Avnei Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaKnesses is not yet built, the Gemara thinks that that's not considered Gufa the Kedusha. And therefore, if you hold Hazmana Lav Milsa like Rava, it's Pashut, that it wouldn't generate any Isur. However, HaPoskim, they don't accept Einom Sovrim Kedirei Turiyavin, Elafil Beis HaKnesses Gavur, Hazmana Lav Milsahi, and that's the way we'll see it in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the Gemara says that Ogoroi Mashkuna Osu, my time Kedushasa Kaime. Now, as far as the Geder, the definition, the classification of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, we have three opinions in the Rishonim. The Yoreim understands and defines Kedusha ben HaTorah, and he derives it from a pasuk, Vehei lahem migdash ma'at. And Chazal Darshan, later on here in Chavtes, Elu bate knesios. The Ran, on the other hand, holds that the status of Beis Knesses and its Kedusha is that of Tashmishei Kedusha, but that's only the Rabbanon. The Ramban says that the status of Beis Knesses is Tashmishei Mitzvah and not Tashmishei Kedusha. So the Rabbani asks a kasha here. It would seem from our Gemara of a Gurei Mashkuna also that the Beis Knesses has Kedusha. And that's what seems to be indicated by the mission itself, that if you sell Beis Knesses, you have a din of halos domim mailu b'kodesh, and you cannot use the domim for something that's Kedusha, so p'chusa, lower level of Kedusha. And therefore it seems to indicate that there is Kedusha to a Beis HaKnesses. It's not just Tashmishei Mitzvah. And according to this, it's difficult. Why did the Gemara say in Amun Aleph that if they sold the Beis HaKnesses with Shivat Tuve'ir, B'mayim Anshe Ir, that it's mutter even to use the domen to buy beer? How is this Mechira meaningful and effective to be Mafkir the Kedusha? Why shouldn't the domen be Nitfasim the Kedusha? Because we're saying that you can buy beer with the domen. And in general, he says, how can you recognize and validate a Mechira? It's Gufo Kodesh, and if it's Gufo Kodesh, it has the same status as Kedushas HaGuf and an Ein Lo Pidgin. And furthermore, he asks, we have a Machlokes, if you're allowed to give a Beis Knesset as a Matana, and the one who is matir, he says that they get some hanoh from it. And if they didn't get any hanoh, why would they give him matonah? So therefore it's like mecher. But once again, how is that mafkir the kedusha on something that right now doesn't exist? The hanoh is a theoretical, conceptual hanoh. But it's not something concrete, it's not something material. The Ramban concludes that Beis Knesses has no kedusha. It's Tashmishi Mitzvah like Lulav and Sukkah, because it was designated for the Mitzvah Tefillah. And just like in the case of Tashmishi Mitzvah, even after you complete, or even after you complete the Mitzvah, it's Nizrakim, but nevertheless, as long as it's the Zman of Mitzvah, that has Kedusha Shel Kavod. And Beis Knesses, as long as the Bnei Ha'ir want to use it, and therefore it serves the purpose of a mitzvah tefillah, therefore we're knowing about Kedusha because of the mitzvah. That's only a Kedusha al-Kavod, it's not a Kedusha of Gufa Kedusha. And once they decide to sell it, that's like the case of Tashmish and Mitzvah Li'achar, Li'achar Zmana, that's Mafkir L'Kedusha. Now, in the case where the Pesach Knesset was sold, the Shiva Tuve'ir, but without the Maimon of Anshe'ir, then we have to be Malo B'Kodesh, we have to buy a Teva. Says the Rabban, that's not because of Kedusha, because there's no Kedusha to a Pesach Knesset, but because Mistamalo Nichali Anshe'ir Lahorin Ulahakhish HaMitzvah. So that's a new principle which the Rabban is introducing here. So we're in the middle of Chavav on the base, and we're starting with Tanur Rabbanon, Tashmishei Mitzvah Nizrakim. In the classical Gemaras, and it's probably not relevant to your Gemara, John, but there's a Tosfos Din Raskol Meresh. So if you make a beeline, a straight line across, you'll see the Braisa.
One second.
Tanur Rabbanon. So let's say, for example, you have tzitzis, right?
Yeah.
So are you allowed to take the strings of the tzitzis and throw them in the rubbish? So it says the following: Tashmishei Mitzvah Nizrakim. And we'll see exactly at what point you're allowed to throw it out, because as long as you're using it for a mitzvah, it has kavod, it has kedusha.
Right.
But at this point, when you've completed the use of it, then you're allowed to throw it out. Now the Mishnah Berurah, he has a chumrah, just mentioning it on the side, that you don't do a tashmish maguna. In the pashas, it says that zorkan, nizrakim, I mean, if it's nizrakim,
yeah,
I mean, you're throwing it to the ashpa, I mean, why is that worse than a warning? Why is that worse than a tashmish shall be zoyim? I don't know. That's a question. Tashmishei Kiddush, on the other hand, they have a different status. And it's not just a what we call kavod, it's gufa de kedusha. It really has inherent kedusha. So for example, a Sefer Torah, that would have gufa de kedusha. Now there's a long discussion in the poskim, he mentions it here in the footnote of the Prima Gadim and others, about our chumashim, which are nitpasim, they're printed. Is that also called Tashmishei Kedusha? But basically, again, I'm not here to paskin, I'm just saying the general view is that does not have the status of Gufa de Kedusha. But what do you do with Tashmishei Kedusha, like, let's say, Ritzuas Shel Tefillin, for example, after you finish the mitzvah, let's say it's no longer attached to the tefillin, you want to put it away, nignozim. Nignozim means that you're not allowed to use it for your own purposes. You have to put it into gneiza. Now, once again, I'm not paskening here, but there's a whole discussion in the Magen Avraham about whether or not, in a case of, let's say, a Sefer Torah is, let's assume for the time being, is owned by the city or by the community. So what about the halacha of Shiva Tuvia'ir B'maimed Anshe'ir? Would that apply to Tashmishei Kedusha? We applied it to Beis HaKnesses. Can we apply it to Tashmishei Kedusha? So that you have a Magen Avraham, you have a Bir Halacha, there's a strange tour that seems that he seems to assume that if you sell Tashmishei Kedusha B'Shiva Tuvia B'maimed Anshe'ir, then it goes L'chulin, and you could buy beer with the money and so forth and so on. So I'm just mentioning
to you. If you say no, then that would imply that the Beit Knesset is Tashmishei Mitzvah.
Correct. So that's what I'm saying. According to, for example, the Ramban Shita, that Beit Knesset is Tashmishei Mitzvah, that's why Mechira works. But in the case of Tashmishei Kedusha, like a Sefer Torah, you can never remove its Kedusha, and therefore Mechira would not be relevant. Elu hein Tashmishei Mitzvah. Sukkah, lulav, shofar, tzitzis. Now the truth is, Rabosai, I have a problem here with one of the four. I'm not sure if I'm way off the mark. And that is shofar. I'll tell you why I have a problem with shofar. In the cases of sukkah, which means the schach, Okay, there is one sheet that says even the Tfanos is part of the Sukkah, but basically the thrust of the Rishonim hold that the Sukkah equals Schach, and that's the first Rashi of Masechta Sukkah. I understand that Sukkah, the Schach, is Tashmishei Mitzvah. The same thing in Lulav, the same thing I understand in Tzitzis. However, it seems to me that Shofar would have the same status, not as Tzitzis, but as Beged Shel Tzitzis. What do I mean? When we say Tzitzis, we're talking about the Chutei Tzitzis. You know, that's Tashmishei Mitzvah. The Beged itself is only an addendum, only sets up the Tzitzis. Shofar also is only an addendum. The mitzvah itself is the kol shofar. And I'll bring you two proofs for that. Number one, the Gemara establishes in Masechta Rosh Hashanah that if you take a shofar shel a'ola, like you know, let's say it comes from a korban ola, so the Gemara says he yotzi the mitzvah of shofar, even though l'chora, since it's ola, it's hegdesh, and you'd be violating the isur me'ila, it would be a mitzvah boba avera. The Rambam goes even as far as saying that if you steal a shofar, you could be yotze with a stolen shofar, which is not true for tzitzis or sukkah. So what's the difference between shofar and tzitzis and sukkah? So the Rambam says, because ein b'kol mishum gezel, meaning that the heftz shel mitzvah is not the shofar, but rather the kol. So I'm just pointing out here that this concept of shofar, as classified as tashmishei mitzvah, has to be understood. Are we saying that anything that you need in the context of a mitzvah is itself tashmishei mitzvah? And what I mean is l'chumra, because we're going to soon see that as long as you're still using it for the mitzvah, it's still designated for the mitzvah, you have to treat it with a certain kedusha, a certain kavod. And I don't know what's the din of a shofar. Let's say I have a shofar, I used it last Rosh Hashanah, I intend to use it next Rosh Hashanah, and so forth and so on. It seems from this braisa that we're learning, it would have the din of chutei tzitzis. I'm just pointing that out. I don't know. The Elohim Tashmishi Kedusha. Okay, now here I'm going to need your help, Rabbi Osai, because I didn't have a chance to look this up. And the Masifta here was a little bit complicated for me. We have a couple of things here on the list of Tashmishi Kedusha, which I'm not sure exactly what they are. So let's go through the list. The real one is Kursaya, if you can fast forward, and but don't tell me now, but when we get to it, it's some sort of Bima Shalaitz, he says. Okay. So the first thing on the list is called a Dluskime. What's a Dluskime? So he says a Dluskime is Amtachas Lachniach Bo Sforim Tfilin Umezuzis. Now, you'll have to pardon me on the Yiddish, because I don't know if you know Yiddish.
I don't know Yiddish.
But have you ever heard of a zekel? Okay. No. John, did you ever hear of a zekel?
I can't remember all the time.
See, he's an Ashkenazi, so he knows what a zekel is. Yeah. So there's something we call a tefillin zekel. A tefillin zekel means the bag, you know, in which you put your tefillin. What do you call it in English?
Bag, I don't know.
Not a bag. There must be a better word for it than a bag.
It's,
you know, the people pay a lot of money for a tefillin zekel. You know, you can buy. I just saw yesterday one of the guys here in the shtibla. He had an absolutely stunning, you know, it was both a talis zekel and a, you know, two part of a set.
Right.
You know, people spend enormous money. You go to a Judaica fair,
bag,
you know.
I don't know, it's a tefillin bag and a talis bag.
Okay. I'm wondering if there's a fancier English name for it. Anyway,
I don't know it.
So that's what I think a dluskime is. Now, in the case of tefillin, I know that you put your tefillin in the bag, as you say. Oh, now he's talking about mezuzah. Now, people mistakenly think the mezuzah is the case in which you put the mezuzah. Yeah, the mezuzah is the
top. I was going to ask, if the case is
Tashmishi Kedusha,
then if you are carrying it, let's say, in a bag, let's say you have extra mezuzah in the case and they're in a bag.
So that's called Tashmishi.
Right, so that would not have any.
We'll see. It might have a level of, like, Tashmishi Mitzvah. It might be, you know, you have to treat it with COVID, but it's certainly not Tashmishi Kedusha.
Right, but like, but my backpack has my talis and tefillin in there right now.
That's already three times over. That's a Tashmish to Tashmish to Tashmish. Then he has a Tikshel Sefer Torah. And the impression I get here is that Tikshel Sefer Torah is a box of some sort, meaning the Sefer Torah itself is in a mitpachas, and the Sefer Torah with its mitpachas is inside a tik. So now the question is, well, why isn't that Tashmish? Did Tashmish? Does he point out anything about the tick?
No, it doesn't talk.
It doesn't talk about a case for a Torah school.
Now, interesting, because the Sephardim and the Ashkenaz Torah schools, they have the pachat, and then you would put it in a case. Let's say the Sephardi are in a box already,
So the box carrying. The box itself then would really be the same as mitpachat, I would think.
Yeah.
And therefore, it would certainly be Tashmishei Kedusha. But, like you say, the Ashkenazim have the mitpachat, and then they put the mitpachat into a tick. I don't know. That's really confusing to me. Then he has Nartik Shel Tefillin Uritzu Oseihem. So he has a footnote here that I wanted to call to your attention. He says that, number one, the mezuzah, or the Sefer Torah, has what's called Ke'en Argaz. It's like almost like a box, I guess you'd call it. Sheminichim bo Sifrei Torah, or Minichim bo Tefillin, or Mezuzahs. So that was made of wood. He says, Tik v'Nartik are the same. Okay. And then, when he gets to Ritzuos, he says, Bein Ritzu Shal Yad, Bein Ritzu Shal Rosh. I'm not sure why he feels compelled to tell me that. Why would I think otherwise?
The nartik for the film, that would for us would be the plastic or the whatever, you know, that we kind of fold over, you know, that we...
Yeah, then that would seem to be Tashmishei Kedusha.
The bag we put it in then would not even be Tashmishei Kedusha.
Right. Only A, you would have the Deluskeme, meaning the, I guess I'm going to call it a mitpachat, but you know what I mean. Right. And then you have the plastic, which is designated for the mitpachat.
Right.
But if you take that whole set and you put it in a talis bag, for example, the talis bag does not become Tashmishei Kedusha.
Right.
Omar Rav, Meresh Havamina, I used to think that Hai Kursaya, I'll just read to you the Hebrew and then you'll tell me what he says in the English. Mm-hmm. He says, Bima Shal Eitz, Sheporsim Alea Mapa, Umenichem Alea et Sefer HaTorah. Which I think is we call it the Amud, meaning it's the table on which you read the Sefer Torah, but he goes out of his way to point out that you don't put the Sefer Torah directly on the table, but rather you separate it with some sort of mapa, some sort of a cloth. How does he define kursaya?
Okay, so it says lectern or a bima, and it's like Tarashi, but then it says Beis Yosef suggests that this is a chair upon which a second Sefer Torah is placed. While the other is being read, so Rashi as a bima or lectern. And
but would he doesn't say anything about the fact that there's something separating the Torah from this kursaya? He doesn't point that out because here the Masechta makes a big deal about that. In other words, you never put the sefer directly onto the kursaya.
Oh no, it says in its commentary, as you know, in the translation. So it's Tashmishei who.
Oh, I'm not up to
Torah,
that.
Right, okay. Right, but it says since the Torah is actually placed on a cover.
Oh, okay. So he waits till he gets to that.
So
okay.
Yeah.
So Tashmish the Tashmishu v'shari. He says the following: Me'achar v'sefer Torah lo munach al ateva atzma. The Sefer Torah is not directly on this chair or on this table. El al mapa, it's on top of a cloth. Is ein teva zu el tashmish shel tashmishei kedusha. So the eights, the table is it would normally be tashmish shel kedusha, but here since the Sefer Torah doesn't go directly on the table. Therefore, the table becomes Tashmish Did Tashmish.
But the Mapa would therefore be
Tashmish. And the Mapa now becomes the Tashmish of Kedusha. That was Rava's original position. Now he backtracks. Why? Keva de Chazina, he notices that Mosve Iluye Sefer Torah, that on certain occasions they actually place the Sefer Torah directly onto the table without a Mapa. Amina, he came to the conclusion, Tashmishei Kedushu vi Asur. In other words, even when you, let's say you decide that this teva, I'm sorry, this kursaya is no longer in use, you cannot just throw it out. You're gonna have to treat it as tashmishi kedusha, and you're chayev in geniza. In other words, I think what Rava's maskana here is that you don't determine the status of the object by rov, by its general use, and as long as it was used, I'm suggesting on one occasion, as a tashmish kedusha, that already generates the status as tashmish kedusha. However, I would say the following. If it was just a fluke, what do I mean by fluke? Let's say, you know, like in the army, sometimes we would have to go outdoors, you know, to read the Torah, so, or whatever the case may be, have a Shabbaton. So what you do is, you know, just on a one-time shot basis, you put the Sefer Torah down on a table. I don't think that one time would make it into Tashmish to Kedusha.
What about for the week?
What Rav has in mind is, I think that it really is a Tashmish to Kedusha. What's mafkia, the status of Tashmish to Kedusha, is the fact that he uses a mappa. But if on one occasion he doesn't use the mappa, then we go back to square one, because it was really designated for the Sefer Torah. But if I just on one occasion I need to put down the Sefer Torah, it's too heavy for me, right. I don't think that would make it into a Tashmish to Kedusha.
The way this translated seems to imply that it's was periodically, you know, sometimes, not just once. But what about a base aval where, you know, you're for the whole week, the Sefer Torah?
I don't think so. I think that, again, that table was made for eating lunch, you know.
Okay, so the idea here is that this bima is, it's designated, even though there's a mappa on it, because it's designated if it gets used at all for the Torah, then
it functions as a kursai. That's what its function is. Again, we put a mappa in, that's wonderful, but occasionally,
here's kind of another related question. In case of an aron, the whole aron would have to be buried, I suppose. But in the case of a table, could you just take off the tabletop, or do you have to bury the whole?
That depends on the legs of the table. Are they part of the table, or are they a separate entity? That's your question. I don't know the answer to that question. My intuition tells me that it would depend upon how tightly screwed down they are. You know what I'm saying? If it's a permanent screwjob, okay, then I would think, forget it. You can't separate it. Okay. But if you have some sort of legs of a table and you take it to a carpenter, the carpenter says, you know what, it's time to change the legs, maybe that would be different. Maybe. I don't know. Omar Rava, Meresh Havamina Hai Prisa. He translates Prisa as Yirias Bad Sheparsin B'toch Aron HaKodesh. In other words, there are certain pieces of cloth, of cushion almost, something beautiful aesthetically, that they put inside the Aron Kodesh.
Here it says that they lined the inside.
No, that was the word I wanted to use, lined. Thank you so much. I forgot that word. So he says, Tashmish D'Tashmishu. Why? Because the urea functions to beautify the Aron Kodesh. It doesn't have any direct relationship to the Sefer Torah. And the Aron Kodesh itself is Tashmishei Kedusha. Now, that which beautifies the Aron Kodesh is Tashmish D'Tashmish. And therefore, I can throw it out when it ceases, when it's out of use. But Kevin D'Chazina, the Aifi Lei Umanchi Sifra Iluye, that the minig was apparently that sometimes they fold up these bads, you know, these pieces of cloth, and what they do is they put it in the sides of the aron, and once in a while when they have no mappa to separate the Sefer Torah from the table, they grab these badim that they fold up in the sides of the aron, and they use it on the table. Manchi sifra iluye. They put the Sefer Torah directly on this bad. Is Avina there? If I came to the conclusion, Tashmishei the Kedusha v'Asra. Now this is already a little bit more complicated, a bit of a big chiddush here, because Rav is saying that on the one hand, you know, they only used it b'shasat chak. You know, what was it called before? A mappa. So they used it as a substitute for the mappa. And therefore, maybe it's a temporary kind of use. But on the other hand, since they folded it up and deliberately placed it in a way that if there will be a need for it, they will use it as such, that it was already designated for the sake of the Sefer Torah. That's the Chiddush of Rava. The Amar Rava, Hai Tevusa, now we're talking about the Aron Kodesh itself, the Irfat, it got ruined, it broke. Mi Evda Teva Zutrasai. Let's use, this is what, if Asher was here, he would tell you the story about Newton, right? Mm-hmm. That let's use the broken piece of wood of the Aron Kodesh for a building of another Aron Kodesh. Again, it's going to be a little bit smaller because we're only taking parts and pieces of wood. Shari, we're allowed to do this. Now, I think there's a chiddush here too, because you remember we had a chakira about Milan B'Kodesh, V'ein Morinin B'Kodesh. Meaning, is there a halacha of Milan B'Kodesh, and you have to pick it up to a high level, or it's enough that it's Shavu B'Shavu, it's equal, as long as you're not Morid B'Kodesh. But honestly, I don't think that that's relevant to this discussion, because I have a feeling that the key of keys here in Rava's scenario is the word Irvpat, meaning that the Aron Kodesh is broken, and at that point it becomes like Tashmishei Kedusha, which are Nignazim. What does it mean, Tashmishei Kedusha? If they're no longer designated as such, right? So let's say the Ritzuas, my Ritzuas, I take out my Ritzuas because they're very used, they're worn out and I want to replace them. So that's called Gniza. Then I need Gniza because I'm not allowed to use Tashmishei Kedusha for some sort of a Tashmish Shel Bizayon. So Rava says that now that the original Aron Kodesh is broken, again, we're not allowed to use it for Tashmish Shel Bizayon, and therefore it requires Gniza, but you know what? I don't even need Gniza, he says. Let me use it for another Aron Kodesh. Why? Because the other Aron Kodesh has also got the Kedusha, so I'm not using it in any way for a Tashmish Shel Bizayon. Let me read to you two footnotes that he has on this sugya of the Aron Kodesh, the Irfat. He says the following, B'din ze ein chidush. So I tried to claim that this was a chidush because it's shavu b'shavu. He says, "Shari eino mishana shimush ateva elu shu mesakne b'ze shemorid es hachelik shemeskalkel." Now, there's certain parts of the Aron Kodesh that can't be used at all. He says, "Hare sefer Torah munach tamid b'Aron Kodesh." Just one second. What does he mean here? The Sefer Torah is always placed in the Aron Kodesh. For ilu ala bima eino munach el lefa'amim. One second. You know what? I skipped two words. I apologize. We have to read the next two words. I jumped the gun. What happens with this Aron Kodesh that broke? And now he wants to make out of the wood a table for the Sefer Torah. Says Rava, that you're not allowed to do. Why? Because if you remember, we said that the next level of Kedusha after a Teva is Mitpachos. Just one second. So again, with the Teva, Yamala B'Kodesh for mitpachos. So wait a second, why is Kursaya worse than mitpachos? Just give me a minute here to calculate. I'm a little bit confused. Oh, I got it. That's it. I both say, here's the deal. When you designate something for a purpose, and that generates Kedusha, there are two levels of Kedusha. There's one permanent, which means that not only is it designated for Kedusha exclusively, but it's used befal for Kedusha constantly. Then you have something that's designated for Kedusha, and you don't use it for anything else, but it's not used befal constantly. And here's the difference between the Aron Kodesh and the table. The table is certainly has the Kedusha of being designated for the use of the Sefer Torah, and it's exclusively used for the Sefer Torah, but it's not constantly used for the Sefer Torah. Masha'enke, in the case of the Aron Kodesh, that's constantly used for the Sefer, except for the few minutes that you take the Sefer Torah out, but you always replace it inside the Aron Kodesh. So here's where Rava says the following. If you're taking it from one Aron Kodesh, you're taking the wood and using it for another Aron Kodesh, that's fine, because you're not in any way using it as a Tashmish Bozuli. And the Kedusha of the second Teva is equal to that of the first Teva. But if you're going to use it for a Kursaya, and we say the Kursaya is a Bima Shel Eitz, and that's only used when we take the Sefer Torah out of the Aron Kodesh, so that's considered a temporary use, and even though it's, again, it's exclusively dedicated for the Sefer Torah, it doesn't have the same level of Kedusha.
When you say exclusively designated for it, so let's say, so the table is there, can they okay, I'm assuming they can sit and learn on it with...
Yes and no.
Using the book.
Is there a mapa? Is it like, for example, here in the Shtiblach, I noticed they have a glass.
Right.
So that glass is like a mapa. So then the Kursaya is only Tashmish to Tashmish. In other words...
The problem is the glass is there, so you can't put the stuff on the glass.
Okay, that's a good point. That's a good point. You know, touche for you. But what I meant to say is the following, that when Rava says that a Kursaya is a Tashmish to Kedusha, that's only because sometimes you put the Sefer Torah directly down on the table.
Right.
If you'd have something permanent, and the assumption would be that you never, again, I don't know if you have a reality like, but that you never use it directly on the table, then it would not be Tashmish to Kedusha. But now you're asking a different question. Now I cover the Kursaya with a mop or a glass in a very permanent way, then the glass itself should have the status of Tashmish to Kedusha. Now you want to learn from that.
I mean, can you put anything on the table?
I don't know.
Because I see people will put a paper down on the table, you know, for notes or announcements.
Right. I'm wondering if that's okay. I honestly, this confuses me. I would have to look this up. If you don't mind there, can you remind me, maybe send me a one-liner, and just tell me to look in Shulchan Aruch Kuf Nun Dalet. Yeah, Kuf Nun Dalet, because I think that's where we'll find the answer to your question. But honestly, intuitively, I think it should be awesome. Because again, you're using this mapa or the glass permanently. Ah, wait a second. You know, I'm just thinking out loud. Hey, look at this. The glass is on top of a mapa, is it not?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe the glass itself, but then what keeps the glass up? You know, it's maybe even though you're not directly putting it down on the table or even on the mapa, but nevertheless, the mapa itself, or the table, it's, in other words, is it halacha in the gear or it's halacha in shimush? If it's halacha in shimush, then you're using the table. Let's not deny it. I don't care how many separates, you know, right, the princess and the pea. I don't care, but you're using the table.
Well, but here he was talking about the as the mapa. You're still using it's resting on the table. It's still resting on the Kursaya. So it's not like it's the same situation that we have.
Wait a minute, you're talking about Rava?
Yeah.
So what was Rava's Chava Mina here? Me'achav Sefer Torah munach ha'teva atzmel ala mapa, ein teva zu, ela tashmishe kedusha. Oh, yeah, but Rava wants to say that when you take this table out of circulation, then you can throw it out. But Rava never said that you're allowed to use the table or benefit from the table. The table is tashmish de tashmish, correct?
Right.
So let's see, are you allowed?
Wait one second.
I'm just trying to work out what exactly was Rava doing here. Rava said that since there's a map on top of the table, That what? That therefore you're allowed to use the table?
That's what he seems to be saying.
I don't think so. Honestly, again, you'll fight with me on this, but I think what he's saying is not that you're allowed to use the table, which maybe is true. I don't know. I'm not sure if you're allowed to use the table. But I don't think there's a raya from Rav, because I think what Rav is saying is that the halacha of nignazim does not apply to the table. Why? Because the table itself is tashmish to tashmish. But if you ask me a different question, can I use the table by using the mappa, and the table is functioning on behalf of the mappa, then I'm not sure, because right now, you know, the table is still in use for Sefer Torah, albeit as a tashmish to tashmish.
I don't know. Rebbe Artscroll, their translation, the text they intersperse between the little words implies that they view it the other way, because this is how they translate it. At first, I assumed the bima upon which the Torah scroll was placed when read in public is merely an accessory of a sacred item of Kedusha. Since the Torah is actually placed on a tablecloth spread over the lectern, or they call it a coverlet, spread over the lectern. So spread like this, directly on, is how right. They're saying it. And therefore, it's permissible to use the lectern for non-sacred purposes.
Ah, so that's not what he says.
I don't know what they're basing it on.
That's why I want to look in Shulchan Aruch. Because he says, listen to this, Ein hateva el tashmish shel tashmish, an accessory of kedusha, and therefore he says uli achar shebolsa. In other words, after the table is no longer functioning, ein olel kedusha mutal lezarka. But I don't know. He doesn't go as far as to say that he can use it. That he's using it.
Yeah.
So it's he's not bothered by my svara that when you put something on top of the mappa.
Really, the table is still supporting the Torah. I mean, the map is there or not, the table is still supporting it.
I'm getting a little confused myself here. One second. When you put something on top... So again, the mappa itself is certainly tashmish to Kedusha. That Rava doesn't deny. So are you allowed to use it for other purposes? I don't know. If it's a tashmish to Kedusha, then maybe it has to be exclusively dedicated for Sefer Torah. I don't know.
I've seen a number of when you go to a Beis Avol, a lot of times they'll lay down a talis down and then put the Torah down on the talis on the table.
Right.
And maybe there's something.
But let me ask you this: when he says you could use it as a lectern, does he mean that they take off the mappa to use it as a lectern? You can put it on top of the mappa.
No. It sounds like they're talking about it, you can use the lectern, because you can't use the mappa. The implication would be that you can use the lectern.
So what does he mean? He does he tell you to take off the mappa? He shouldn't have told you that.
To me it implied it, because if the mappa is...
Because the question that we're asking, and the mappa, which is mamish maisim b'chol rega, not even b'chol yom, that people put things on top of the shulchan, they don't take off the mappa.
No, I mean, the glass is there permanently.
They're so they're going to read Artscroll. They say, well, you can use it as a lectern. You know, what Artscroll didn't tell me, then I have to remove the map.
Well, I guess the question is putting a piece of paper with, like, the announcements for the week at, like, you go to a Beit Knesset and they have...
I think that could be a real problem. That's why I want to look up in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Okay, let's see what progress... Both. I mean... That's good. That's good. But whenever I see Kufna Dalet, I'll know...
Okay.
I'll know that I want to see the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. The Amarava. High Prisa de Bola. Okay. Now, we're talking about a urea, a curtain, Sheporsin B'toch Aron HaKodesh. So this is something that we discussed earlier, the Prisa, you remember? And now it's bola. Bola means it's worn out. Lime'evde prisa l'sifrei. Let's make in Yiddish again we call it a mantle, in Hebrew I guess you call it a mitpachad or a me'il. Let's make it into a covering for a sefer Torah, shari. Now again, is this called Milim B'Kodesh, or is this called Shava B'Shava? And it's not a It's not a Moridim B'Kodesh. Let's think about it. You have here a Uriah, right? And it's a Tashmishay. It's a Tash. Actually, the Uriah itself functions for the Aron. No. The Aron itself is Tashmishay Kedusha.
But in this case, it has the Kedusha because Rava said that you're placing the. They sometimes will fold it and place the Torah
as a mappa. So this is Rava assuming that this Uriah has a din of a mappa. Is that what he's talking about?
I think he's.
So if it has a din of a mappa, then it's shava b'shava, I would say.
Yeah.
See, if he's not working with the case where maybe before he said keva de chazina di aifele umadchi sifrei luyeh. So I don't know, Kevin de Chazina, I'm not sure what he means by Kevin de Chazina, meaning at one occasion I saw the following, or so, in other words, or is Rava saying that that's the halacha of a prisa? Do you follow my question here?
Maybe his assumption is that since he saw it happen, just
right.
then it must be they do a period sometimes.
Right, but let's say, but he's not making an absolute statement about the status in halacha of a prisa. Of these Uriahs that are used to beautify the Aron Kodesh. The original position of Rava that the Uriahs have the status of Tashmish is still correct unless you see that they folded it up and they put it on the side and they use it when they need it. Do you follow what I mean? Because again, he says, the Aifile. You remember those words, the Aifile? I don't know what he has as Aifile, but in the Hebrew he translates Koflin Osa Al Shule Ha'aron. So I don't know if that's true for every priest. You know, that's what he saw in his congregation. I don't know. What am I asking you this? Because if I assume that a priest is only Tashmish to Tashmish, then it could be that there's a big chiddush over here. That you're allowed to use a priest as a me'il of a Sefer Torah. And that's not called Morib B'Kedusha. But that doesn't make any sense, because L'chor, if it's a Tashrish to Tashrish, then using it as a Tashrish to Kedusha would be... It's good. Why? Because... No, you can only ask me what's the Chiddush, but because it could be that this is Maile B'Kodesh. Why is this Maile B'Kodesh? Because if Prisa, until I see otherwise... is Tashmish to Tashmish. Now he's using it for Tashmish to Kedusha. So that's called Maile B'Kodesh. But you can't prove that Shava B'Shava would be Mutter. That Rava might not have allowed.
But now we see he does. We see, I mean, if you finish, I mean, the end
oh,
of it.
Oh, did I miss something?
Lechumashin Asur.
So
that would be, that's Kedusha. I mean, it's not the same.
Wait, one second. I'm sorry. I didn't get this far. Wait a second. I actually prepared a different shiur for today, but I got Fakroch in here. Just one second. So what does it mean? Now he wants to take this Uriah, this Prisa, and that's used as a cushion. And what does he want to do with it? He wants to use it as a me'il for Chumashim. Ah, in other words, it's not a full Sefer Torah? Is that what's going on? So it's only Brachos, let's say.
Right.
Ah, so now, if he's talking about Tashmish to Tashmish... So your question is, why can't he use, if it's Tashmishay Kedusha, honestly, even if it's Tashmishay Kedusha, I'm not sure, since it was Tashmishay Kedusha for the sake of a full Sefer Torah, therefore, if I use it as Tashmish of a Chumash, that's a lower Kedusha, that I can't do. But if we're going to say that, as Rava thought, Nahavamina back in Prisa, that it's only Tashmish to Tashmish, so then Lechora, he's being Mala B'Kedusha, so why did he Aser it?
That implies that he really actually thinks that...
Yeah, that this Prisa is the same Prisa that his Maskana was, the Chazina di Aifile. Or maybe, like you said before, he doesn't have to see the Aifile, but we assume the Aifile. So
So somebody should point out here that since it's Tashmish the Kedusha, you're allowed to use it for a Sefer Torah, because that's also Tashmish the Kedusha. But if he uses it for not a Sefer Torah, but a low level, a Chumash, then that's called Moridim B'Kedusha.
That's a real chiddush, because he's using it only... it's only been used sometimes for a full Sefer Torah, but use it full time for a part of the Sefer. Just you know.
Once it's used on occasion, it gets that status. So it now becomes Tashmish over Sefer Torah itself. Right. So you want to take a mappa. You want to take a mappa, let's say, and use it as a mantle, as a me'il for a chumash, meaning for brachos. You're not allowed to do that.
Well, now,
am I right? That's what it says over here.
But that okay. So that raises another question. If you have the mappa on the korsaya,
right?
And for the Sefer Torah out, well, can you use the same mappa then? Can you leave it there and for the haftarah when you bring out a Sefer of Tanakh? Sefer of Nah, you know, Nevi'im on there. Can you put?
So that really, that's the email that you sent me. Yeah. Meaning, can I take Tashmishei Kedusha? Let's say, for example, the mappa of the Shulchan on which has direct contact with the Sefer Torah, and can I use it for another mitzvah? You know, is that
right. Well? But I'm saying is, what if it's an actual sefer? We're not talking about a printed book of Yirmiyahu, but you actually have a sefer of Yirmiyahu, and you're going to read the haftarah from it.
Right.
Here you're saying a chumash. It's a single sefer. You can't use that. You can't use that. You can't use the curtain from the teva. You can't use that
as a meal for a chumash.
As a chumash.
Why? So, because it functions for a full sefer.
Right. So if you have a mappa on the korsaya,
a mappa on the korsaya.
Right, where you place the sefer Torah to read during on Mondays and Thursdays and Shabbat, and then on Shabbat.
Just one second. When you say korsaya, you're talking about the table,
yeah, the
right?
Table.
And now you have
the mappa. We read that the mappa was a Tashmishei Kedusha.
Right.
But it's a Tashmishei Kedusha of a full Sefer Torah.
Right.
Can it also there, can you leave it there, or you have to have another mappa that you bring out when you go read the Haftarah from a Sefer?
Isn't that pretty much the same question that we were asking before?
Well, yes and no, because that's Kedusha still. It's not like it's a use of, you know, for just...
But I'm saying, if let's say I use it for... If I'm allowed to use it for a mitzvah, you were asking me, let's say, you know, you have a list of, you know, announcements. But I'm saying if you're using it for a mitzvah, I don't know if announcements comes under that category, then for sure you can use it for the haftorah. Right. If on the other hand, you can't use it for a mitzvah...
Can you still use it for...
If we're going to put up a cruise in the shtibla, no one's allowed to put anything on the table, because right on the bima, because it has the status of Tashmishei Kedusha.
Well, but
then,
but a sefer.
Then once we put up that cruise, now we're gonna have to ask, what do we do with the haftorah? You know,
right, but let's say it's a real sefer, and we're not talking, you know, like just, you know, it's an actual scroll. So it's a sifrei kedusha as well. It has its kedusha too. So.
No, but I'm just saying it doesn't have the same kedusha as the Sefer Torah.
Right. So that now raises.
So I don't know. You know, I don't know. I'm not sure. Again, I'm in the dark. You know.
Back up for a second.
Yeah.
The Yibriya that is in the Aron Kodesh.
Right.
What kedusha does it have?
So that's Tashmishei kedusha, right? Because that's functioning on behalf of the Aron. But the Rava says that sometimes you use it as a mappa.
So now, in our
reality, I don't know if they use it as a mappa. But he says they fold it up.
Here it says they bend it, and it's kind of like in the Torah. It sounds like they bend it.
Right, but it sounds like it's like miyua. You know,
it's worn out now. So he's permitted now to enwrap a Sefer Torah in it. Right?
A full Sefer Torah.
Right.
It's a full Sefer Torah.
He can wrap a Sefer Torah because it had the status of Tashmishei Sefer Torah, now also it's Tashmishei Sefer Torah.
Okay, so there's no reduction in its status.
Right.
Okay. So, but to put in, to use Zuzet for a Chumash, so that's...
Right, to wrap up a single Chumash, that you can't do, because that's taking a Tashmish of a Sefer Torah down to the level of a Tashmish of a Chumash. But what we're asking is, you know, when you talk about a table or the map on the table as being Tashmish of a Sefer Torah, what does that mean? Does that mean, obviously it means that after you finish with it, you know, it's out of service, you have to bury it, right? You have to do gneez on it. But we're asking, what dinim does it generate as far as using it? And it seems the Gemara is saying you can't use it for any lower level of Kedusha. So how do we permit all these things that go on? I mean, I'll be honest with you, the AMIC Learning Center, for example, you walk by the Bima, you'll see a million and one things on there. You know, people are advertising this, and I'm not even sure it's all. If it's all,
you gotta go clean it up. You gotta get there and clean up.
Yeah, and talasim on there and stuff. Look, as far as the drawers on the bottom, that's a different story because the Sefer Torah doesn't come in contact with that. But so I don't know. I mean, this has. That's why we'd have to open up.
The Shulchan Aruch is on there too. Every beam I've seen has some of those sure. on there.
So I'll be honest with you, when I came in this morning, what I thought was I was going to read through this Gemara, because what I wanted to get to is the Gemara of Rav Papa, but we're not even there yet.
This is a complicated stuff.
Because once you get, these are really, you know, very practical.
Yeah.
This is contemporary halacha, if you know what I mean. All right, so I'm just going to read a few lines because we're going to have to end. But Omar Rava, Hani Zvili Dechumshe Vekamtore Desifre Tashmish Kedushin Inu Vinignozin. So we're talking about things that are used for Chumashim. And they protect the Chumash. You have things that are made out of hides, leather. And he says the following, Pshita, why would I think otherwise? Ma'od etema hani lav lekavod avidon el nitur bialma avinin kom mashal. Wow, this is very profound, Rabose. So Belin Eder will pick this up next week. He wants to know what's the status, what qualifies to be Tashmish Kedusha? Is it A or B? Is it A that it enhances the Dover Sheba Kedusha, that makes it a Tashmish Kedusha, or functions in any sort of way and protects the Dover Sheba Kedusha, that itself gives it the status of Tashmish Kedusha. So that's a whole nother sugya. All right, so I'll take this opportunity to wish everyone a good Shabbos. I mean, the good news is that the shiur I prepared for today I could use next week. Yeah. So
but now I don't know when I stand, like, and I'm standing and dominating. Can I put my
down? I don't know. We really have to check this out. We really have to. This, yeah. It, you know, if you learn the Gemara, this is low pashut, you know. I have a problem because I stand right next to the Aron in the Emek Learning Center, and I notice a lot of people lean on the Aron, so I try not to lean on the Aron because I think it's Tashmish Kedusha. The only thing is, there's something ornamental, there's like a, you know, an amud, and I don't know, does that have a did of the Aron Kodesh or not? But
I guess the question is, I guess you'll look it up, but is it an issue of it has to be only can be used for things that are Kedusha of the same level, or is it okay sometimes you can do things that are related to other mitzvahs as well? That's
right,
you know, that's
right. Right, and then you're going to have to ask about the announcements, you know, is that a mitzvah?
Some of them I'm not so sure.
Yeah, that's right.
Bingo night.
So, right.